Welcome to the podcast service of Sydney's FM 103.2. Available on the web at fm1032.com.au.
Well, a year ago today, Yogyakarta was hit by an earthquake that killed over 6,000 people. And I was in Indonesia in January this year. I actually went to visit Yogyakarta. I saw the buildings with the giant cracks through them. I saw whole communities still in rubble. But I met this church leader, this Christian pastor, and I found this amazing story because about 2 months before the earthquake, you probably heard of the earthquake, it was news right around the world. This pastor, Pastor Mitt, his name is, from the Light of Hope Pentecostal Church there in Yogyakarta, he had a sense that something was coming. He had no idea what it was, but he had this sense as he was praying one day that he had to get his whole church ready. So he called them all together and prayed, and his church became a real center of hope during the whole earthquake experience. Through a translator, I got Pastor Mitt to tell his story. It's quite something.
Pastor Mitt, it's really good to talk to you, sitting here in your lounge room in Yogyakarta. Tell me a little bit about what happened preceding the earthquake that happened last year.
Sebelum gempa, kami menangkap bahwa Tuhan akan melakukan sesuatu yang besar, dan kami meresponi dengan gerakan mencintai firman Allah dan doa puasa.
Before the earthquake, we caught God's vision that we should make a movement to love our neighbors, so we pray and fast.
Yang saya rasakan secara pribadi, lalu saya sharekan ke teman-teman, dan semuanya bilang, ini akan ada sesuatu yang akan terjadi. Karena ini bagian dari kehendak Tuhan, maka kami meresponi secara rohani.
Actually, personally, I felt it by myself, and then I shared to others in the congregation. And they finally felt the same too. 2 months before the earthquake hit, we had a sense that something would be happen, so we decided to pray and to fast.
You sensed that actually something bad was going to happen to the city, the region of Yogyakarta?
Pada saat itu saya tidak tahu apa yang akan terjadi, tetapi yang saya tangkap hanya akan terjadi sesuatu. Tetapi suasananya itu mencekam. Suasana mencekam. Jadi ketika kami berdoa itu, kita itu mau minta kekuatan Tuhan untuk menghadapi suasana itu. Tapi kita nggak tahu kalau gempa, tapi jelas mencekam. Makanya kita banyak berdoa untuk supaya jemaat siap.
In that time, I didn't know everything absolutely. I only felt. And in that time, our congregation prayed for strength to be given by God. So our congregation will be ready for any situation. But the situation was absolutely terrifying.
Then the earthquake hit. You lost how many members from your church?
9.
We lost 9 members of our congregation.
And how many children were included in that number?
Ada 3 anak.
Yes, there were 3 children of the numbers.
How did the church respond when, even though you had fasted and prayed, you lost some members of your congregation?
Yang pertama ketika gempa terjadi, saya berkata, wah, ini toh Tuhan yang terjadi. Lalu ketika saya keliling, saya mendapati jemaat banyak yang meninggal. Ya sudah, saya perasaannya itu bercampur. Tidak bisa dikatakan perasaan bagaimana nanti mereka mau diobatkan. Itu kan baru yang meninggal, belum yang sakit ya. Bagaimana nanti. Saya lihat segala satunya itu udah. Lihatnya sudah. Ya lihat ini bagian dari kehendak Tuhan. Tidak bisa dikatakan. Tapi yang jelas ya sedih.
First, I was surprised, then I said, so God, it is the time. Second, as I walked around the neighborhood, I couldn't describe my feeling. My feeling was undefined, and actually I was sad.
Pastor Mitt, how many members of your church had their homes destroyed?
Yang betul-betul hancur rumahnya ada 86.
66 members of my congregation had their houses totally destroyed.
Pastor Mitt, do you have any idea why God might have allowed such a big earthquake to happen that took 8,000 lives in Yogyakarta?
Pendapat saya, semua yang terjadi di bumi ini bagian dari kehendak Tuhan. Nah, untuk menangkap kehendak Tuhan, kita mesti menanggapinya secara rohani. Nah, sebagai gereja Tuhan, yang jelas, pertama, kita punya kesempatan untuk membagi kasih. Banyak orang yang butuh pertolongan. Masalah 8.000 orang meninggal itu kan kehendak Tuhan yang kita tidak tahu. Tapi yang jelas, Tuhan itu ada di tengah-tengah bencana. Kehendaknya terjadi sempurna atas dunia ini. Jadi itu semua bagian dari kehendak Tuhan dan kita meresponnya juga secara rohani dari kehendak Tuhan apa yang bisa kita lakukan.
I think what was happened is a part of God's plan and we should respond spiritually and the most important thing that we have to learn to love people. We have to learn to love our neighbors. God was in the middle of the catastrophe.
If an earthquake like that happened to us in Australia, or for many people in the West, there would be a lot of doubt in God. A lot of us would say, why would a good God allow such a bad thing to happen, to hurt so many people, kill so many people? Was there any doubt in your congregation, or even in your own mind, about God? Did anybody raise any questions as to God's goodness after the earthquake?
Nggak, justru setelah gempa, kami semua menikmati ibadah. Biasanya kami ibadah jam 7 sampai jam 9, kami biasa ibadah sampai jam 11. Jadi nyembah Tuhan, nangis, nyembah Tuhan, menikmati sekali. Jadi kami biasa setelah gempa itu ibadah sampai jam 11, setengah 7 sampai jam 11.
No one of our congregation raises any question to God. After the earthquake, if we were having our service from 7 to 9 after the earthquake, we could have our service from 6:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. We prayed and cried.
What were you praying and crying about?
Ya, atmosfer rohaninya, kerinduan tentang Tuhan itu semakin dalam.
It is about our desire to know God more and more.
Can you tell me what your church was doing for people who had been affected by the earthquake directly afterwards?
Pada saat keadaan darurat, yang pertama itu tenda untuk tempat tinggal, lalu makan dari dapur umum, penerangan. Keadaan darurat itu yang mereka perlukan. Tuh, lalu keadaan pemulihan, kita membantu mereka menyediakan dana untuk membersihkan puing-puing. Lalu juga membagi alat masak, juga kita membantu membersihkan sumur-sumur. Jadi kita punya staf untuk nyedot sumur yang kotor-kotor karena gempa itu lumpurnya naik.
We have two periods in helping people. The first period was an emergency situation. In the emergency situation, we set the tents and we shared the meals. We provided lights by diesel generator. The second period is the recovery situation. We have been providing the money for the people to rebuild their houses and to clean away the rubble.
Pakaian pantas pakai, lalu membagikan sembako, lalu klinik yang masih berdiri sampai sekarang. Mulai dari 2 minggu setelah gempa, itu kita langsung mendirikan klinik dan sampai sekarang ada.
We also distribute some clothes. We also share rice, noodles, and others. And we have been having our clinic, which was established during the earthquake, and it is still here until now.
Pastor Mitt, what other ramifications have there been for your church after the earthquake? Has anybody responded to the Christian message as a result of you being able to share?
Ya, secara umum, bagi orang yang tidak dekat dengan Tuhan, gempa ini menyadarkan ya, lewat kejadian gempa, lewat juga kunjungan, lewat khotbah, menyadarkan mereka untuk kembali pada Tuhan. Yang 18 orang ini kan sebagian juga orang yang dulu pernah percaya tapi tidak beribadah.
Generally, the earthquake has caused some people to come to God. Some of them did believe in God, but then went away. But after the earthquake, he got back. And also some unbelievers finally come to God because of the earthquake.
So Pastor Mitt, it's now been a number of months after the earthquake that hit Yogyakarta. In the end, what has God taught you through this catastrophe and through this tragedy?
Kalau selama ini kita banyak mengajarkan mengasihi sesama. Tetapi lewat gempa ini kita diberi kesempatan oleh Tuhan untuk mempraktekkan mengasihi sesama seperti itu.
God has taught us to love each other since before the earthquake. And after the earthquake was hit, God still warns us to love each other more and more. This is about love.
Pastor Mitt, thank you for your time.
Terima kasih kembali. Saya juga sangat bersyukur perhatian Tuhan itu ditunjukkan dengan kedatangan Anda semua ke sini.
Thank you. I'm thankful to God because God has given me an opportunity to have you here.
That's Pastor Mitt from the Light of Hope Pentecostal Church in Yogyakarta about their response to the Yogyakarta earthquake, where 6,000 people were killed this time last year. Amazing story.
We hope you enjoyed this FM 103.2 podcast. To listen to more great audio, visit fm1032.com.au.